Well, this is somewhat ill-prepared and a bit short notice, actually. And in fact, I've noticed that the levels in this are rather low, so I'd better keep it quite close to my mouth. Anyway, the reason I'm doing this is as kind of an experiment. It was supposed to have started on the 1st of January, as all these things often do. for me, anyway. I never get around to doing it. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm hopefully going to record a daily audio boo, specially designed not for general purpose use, just sort of to publish on Tinterwebs, just to keep a record of my life. I'm trying to make sure I count all my blessings, make sure that I keep track of all the things I'm trying to improve in my life. You know, it's the normal New Year's resolutions thing. I mean, take for today. It snowed. It snowed a fair amount, certainly in Luton. London hardly got touched at all. And people were having all kinds of trouble getting in and a little bit worried about getting home again as well. So quite a few people left early from the office. And I just sort of went with it, really. Just took the day as it came and I thought, I've got my snow boots and I've got a bag of toys to play with in case I get stuck on the coach on the M1, and I'm sure I'll be all right. And that's what I did. In fact, what I did do is I saved my lunch break, working through lunch, and kind of left the office shortly after 5 to pick up my friend Richard, who had a major eye operation today, and he just wanted someone to make sure, almost to check him out of Moorfields Eye Hospital, to make they like somebody to come and collect you if they can. He was all right, actually. It was the third time they'd done the cornea transplant. And so it's funny to think that he's actually getting used to it now. But he certainly wasn't too badly, what's the word? Discoordinated. That word, anyway, that I'm trying to remember. And so we took a tube journey to London Bridge. And that's where, unfortunately, he sat for a little while because the trains down to Worthing, where he lives, were all scuppered. But that meant I could jump on the Jubilee line up to Baker Street and catch my coach. And in fact, I arrived just 5-10 minutes before the coach arrived, so it all kind of went well, really. No problem at all. So I think today went very well. It was a busy day at work, nice and warm. I managed to pay some money in at the bank, got bits and pieces done. And what I'm trying to do is just get things done, not sit around mucking around on Twitter and Facebook, trying to sort of not so much wean myself off. I'm not going to go cold turkey. I'm not going to cancel these things out. But at least I'm going to sort of take a little bit more control over what I'm doing, just checking the time, because I can waffle on. And I'm probably puffing into the microphone and stuff like that. This is a Christmas present given to me by Beth, actually. It's made my Griffin. And the last time I got a microphone, which is a really nice Macaulay iVoice 3, The iPod just said, well, I've got a new firmware update and you're not using it anymore. So Beth bought me another one. Isn't she lovely? Where was I? Yes, I was saying that I read an interesting post on someone's tweets the other day, which is really, it struck home. And someone asked the person who was tweeting, how did you give up smoking? And the person who was tweeting, get the story right. The person who was tweeting asked somebody, how did you give up smoking? And they said, well, it had control of me and I don't like anything else having control of me, which is really, it's what it's like. This sort of, you know, I'm not going to put down Farmville as kind of a stick man, a whipping boy, if you like, to be taken down. But people, when I did Farmville, I found it was taking over. I had control of me. I sort of felt the need to be able to check in on it every now and then. And it's almost like I do it at work. I'll work on an Excel spreadsheet for a bit and I'll go, I wonder if any new Twitters have come through. Or I'll hear the little tweeting noise to say that somebody's atted me or something like that. I really should switch the darn thing off. You know, you hear the noise that alerts you to something and it's like Pavlovian response. These are little ways I can improve my life. And taking in the evenings as well. I've just had a shower. I make sure I have a shower, not just before I'm going to go to bed. Get myself nice and clean and fresh. And I feel a little bit better and I can spend the last 20 minutes of the day actually doing something. I've got Christopher's PC down here because I ordered a new processor off Tinterwebs for him. And that's one of the things I've got to get around to finishing to doing. So it's all going reasonably well. I'm fairly upbeat today and I'm hoping it's going to continue that way. I think when one gets the opportunity, even, you know, the whole point of New Year's resolutions is one gets a chance to take a new look at life. And if one, you know, I've started to do that and I'm hoping it'll improve me. Check back tomorrow to find out how I'm getting on. For now, see you later. Bye.